Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Earl McNeely. Batting second, the third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second, the right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third, the first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin strikes out. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Myatt to Goldman, and O'Rourke is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0 for 1 in the game. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into center field. Shult picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Shult. Goldman moves to second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goldman scores. Burnett moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Porter moves to third. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter scores. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for Sam Gray. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Goslin reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goldman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Goldman moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Porter reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 2 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kimsey hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Goldman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 0. G. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.